Tane ver öyle bana. Şakor niyem yok.
Amin.
Tov, good morning. So, since we're very short on time, we'll try to get to the point. For whatever weird reason, everybody in this world, they worry about parnasah. And parnasah seems to be the basic for everything. Baruch Hashem, many of us also merge with it the world of Torah. We spend time, we learn Torah, we go to shiurim. But when you go to a class, to a shiur like this, what is the point? Why do you really go? Besides the mitzvah of learning Torah. So one rabbi will come and will talk to you about the weekly parsha. We'll give you some insights to get all inspired, to go excited. But we know one needs to learn every day at least four topics that correspond to four spiritual worlds. So the topic of Mikra, learning about the parsha, it corresponds to Olam Asiya, which affects the level of our soul that is called Nefesh. Our soul has five levels. The highest level is called Yechida. Yechida comes from the Hebrew word Yechid. Yechud, excuse me. People think it's Yechid, one, but it comes from the word Yechud. Yechud means a unity. This is the Chelek Eloka, the peace of Hashem. This is the highest level of our soul. The next level below it is called Chaya. Chaya is the Or Makif, a surrounding light. It surrounds the Neshama. This is called Atzelem. Atzelem Elokim Nivra Adam. That's where we get our shape. Some people call it Aura. The next level is Neshama, then Ruach, then Nefesh. This is the five levels of our Neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, they're in our body. So the teachings of Mikra, that affects the nefesh, the lowest part of our neshama. And that comes from the world of Asiya. So one needs to learn Mikra every day. So one rabbi will come, will teach you about the Parsha, which is nice. You want to know the Torah, you want to see the insights in it, you want to understand it. But this is when one is talking about the Pshat of the Parsha. You're familiar with the concept that there are four Revadim, four depths into the Torah, Pardes, Pshat, Remes, Drash, and Sod. So, the Mikra is the Pshat, you learn. So one rabbi will come, give you a shiur, you learn, you listen, you go. One will come and give you a little bit of a deeper interpretation. We'll talk about the Remes. The Remes is a much deeper level. Then one will talk to a lower level, a deeper level, the Drash Sod. Another type of rabbi will come to give a shiur and will talk to you about a higher level in the Torah. We'll talk to you about a Mishnah, a Lacha, which corresponds to Olam Yetzirah, higher levels in the spiritual worlds, which affects our Ruach. Another type of shiur that you will go, you go to learn Gemara once a day. A person has to learn four topics a day: Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, and Sod. The Gemara will affect the world. It comes from the world of Bria and affects the Neshama, the actual part of the Neshama. And then you go to a shiur that you learn something from the Sod, the Zohar. Some interesting concept from Kabbalah, Hasidut. This comes from Olam Atzilut, and that already affects the level of Chaya, which is a much higher level. This is a level that doesn't come into the body. But all these four, even though they affect your neshama, and they come from one of the four spiritual worlds, but neither one actually touches the Yechida. So when you go to a class, what's the tachlis? What's the point? Besides the limud Torah, you get a schar for the limud Torah. And besides for the knowledge. And besides that, it actually affects a piece of your neshama. But you want to affect the source. Anything that you want to get the most out of, you have to go to the source. Can't go to any of the external parts. So when you sit in a shiur Torah, besides that you want to affect each part of that, of your soul, you want to affect the highest level of a neshama that will be what's called a tachlis. What's the bottom line? Our sages say, a maise hu ha'ikav. Learn, but the maase is the ikav. Amazingly, most people, when they come to learn, they want to know, okay, besides the depth of the Torah, but what's the tachlis in my life? Parnasa. I have to get parnasa to support my family. If you're looking to the depth of it, why are you looking for parnasa? Why are we all so occupied with parnasa? Why are we constantly concerning us? If you look to the depth of it, we are the children of God. If we operate on the level of Yechida, I'm a piece of Hashem. I'm Chelek Eloka. So that's what's interesting me, parnasa. That shouldn't interest me. I didn't come down to this world to work. If I'm looking at myself and holding myself in the level of a chelek eloka, a piece of Hashem, then my interest should not be anything to do with this world. My interest is to be holding in the level of Yechida, of serving Hashem 100%. I'm Eved Hashem. I'm a piece of Hashem. Parnasa is a very, very low level avoider. Why do I care about it? I need to care what's the Ratzon HaElyon. There's a concept in Kabbalah that before everything comes what's called a Ratzon, a will. And there's what's called a Ratzon HaElyon, the will of Hashem. So if I want to get anything out from this world, I have to tap into the Ratzon HaElyon. I want to see, what's the Ratzon? What's the will? You know, interesting, you see that we are the only creatures in this world that worry about parnasa. You'll never see any animal in nature looking for a job or filing an application for a job. They just live their life, they do what they do, and their parnasa just comes. They find their mate, they have a home, they have food, they don't worry about anything. Why? Because they're battled to Hashem. That's their nature. Their nature, you know, to be their animal that Hashem created. So in essence, they're totally annulled to Hashem. They're being themselves. And by them being themselves, they get everything they need. Hakel hazdanu farnes lakol. Hashem gives food to everybody. And he gives it exactly what they're supposed to get, they get. So the point is that we want to get to that level. I want to get to the level that Hashem just gives me what I need. And that it's my nature. I do my nature. What's my nature? I'm a Jew. My nature is to serve my master. My essence is to reach to the point that I'm Eved Hashem. That what interests me all day long is what Hashem wants from me. Hashem wants from me to learn, to study, to daven, to do kmilut chasadim, to help, to raise my kids, to live my life according to the Torah, that my day is evolved with how am I serving my master. If I reach to that level, parnasa will just come b'derech mimeila. It's just going to come. We know that in Rosh Hashanah, everything is decided. Mi yechye, mi yamut, who's going to live, who's going to die? Mi yani, mi yasher, who's going to be poor, who's going to be rich? Everything is decided. I can work 25 hours a day. So I'm going to make me $1 more than what I'm supposed to get. Whatever is decreed to get, I got the check already on Rosh Hashanah. The only thing that I didn't realize, people think at the end of the year when they go through their taxes and they see the numbers, they're like, I probably didn't have a good davening on Rosh Hashanah because I only got 100,000 this year. That's probably what I was worth. The reality is that if you would look into the spiritual bank once a year, you will see that you're getting probably 6 or 7 digits. But it's sitting in the bank upstairs. Now Hashem tells you, okay, now I gave you the bracha in the spiritual world. Now you have to materialize it into the physical world. So Hashem told us, go and pray 3 times a day. When we pray 3 times a day, we take all the bracha that I got on Rosh Hashanah, that's sitting in the spiritual bank, and I bring it down from the spiritual world into the physical world. Therefore, all the brachot that I'm asking on in Tfilat Shmona Esrei are physical. So I have to materialize the bracha from the spiritual to the physical. And I cannot do it in one shot. I can only get it in increments, in small, in payments. 3 times a day. If I pray 3 times a day, praying is not to waste our time. Praying is the time. Tefillah in Hebrew comes from the word hamshacha. I pull down, I bring down to me. If I meditate on the right part in tefillah, tefillah is not just to chant the same pasuk of Tehillim every day, but just to answer amen like an autopilot. Amen, amen. If you notice, tefillah has 18 blessings. Talk about Shmona Esrei, but in total. Our spine is built from 18 vertebrae. The same way that our spine is supporting the entire body, the entire nervous system goes through the spine. 1 millimeter moved, the whole body is not functioning right. So tefillah is the spiritual spine of our neshama. Tefillah is going 3 times a day to a chiropractor, to a spiritual adjustment. More than that, since my nerve system goes through my spine, the spiritual nerve system goes through the tefillah. All the hamshacha from milamala lemata goes through tefillah. Same way in the body, the mochin, the intellect is in the brain, everything goes down through the spine, to the spine. The entire nerve system. So if I want to bring something from a very high spiritual world, I have to pull it down into the world through the spiritual spine into my body. My spiritual spine is my tefillah, is my davening. And that's how I bring down from the spiritual bank the bracha that I got on Yom Kippur, on Yom and Rosh Hashanah. And I slowly materialize it. If I'm concentrating on what Hashem wants for me, Hashem doesn't want for me to come to work at 7. He wants me to be in Minyan at 7. Why? Because that's how I actually get my parnasah. Yeah, I have to make a clean in this world. I have to make a business. I have to invest. I have to go to work. That's just the tool. That's the way. But if my mind is trying to get what I want in a very direct way, I'll never get it. It's not only in parnasah. It's in anything. Anything that I would want to get and I would try to grab it face to face, it's not going to work. It has to come b'derech ha-teva, b'derech mimela. Hashem created the world in a way that nature, so to say, is the one that's giving, not anything else. That's why you see animals don't go to work. Because it's not their job. Their job is to do whatever Hashem decided for them to do, for whatever reason. We're the same way. We're even more advanced. Because I'm already a chelek eloka. I just need to tap into my source. I tap into my source, everything that I need, including my parnasah, will come exactly what I'm supposed to get. So even if I think that I'm going to invest and make this year 2 million, 50 million, doesn't matter. The investment already was decided half a year ago. And if you would know the amount that you got in the investment on Rosh Hashanah, it's an amount you can't even dream of. Now start materializing it into this world. You start with 3 times a day. So of course, you know, there's all the famous segulas for parnasa. You have to learn, you have to do this, give tzedakah, give ma'aser. Yeah, I can give you a whole list of things. What is the remedies to make sure your parnasa comes the right way? But yeah, that's a very low level of avodah. So I want to get my parnasa. You have to do it. If a person, chas v'shalom, is damaging one of these channels, it will be harder for him to get the parnasa. One needs to keep Shabbat. One needs to put tefillin. guard the brit, all these things, yeah, these are channels where the parnasa comes from. But ultimately, if I want to pull down this hamshacha from the ratzon ha'elyon, then I just have to tap there. Amazingly, in Hashgacha Pratit, we see that around right now, and we're in Rosh Chodesh, Bezrat Hashem, in a few hours, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the month of the Geula started on Rosh Chodesh. Because on Rosh Chodesh, it's when Hashem gave the order to take the sheep and separate it. That's when it started. Besides, if you look in Bechlal, in the Torah, you see that in Sefer Bereshit, there's not a lot of mitzvot. There's the mitzvah of Purvo, there's the mitzvah of Gidan Asha, there's the mitzvah of circumcision. It's not, this mitzvah of circumcision is actually in our parsha right now. It's just mentioned by Avraham Avinu. But the actual tzivui is in our parasha. So you see in Bereshit, there's not a lot of mitzvot. Also in Shemot, there's not a lot of mitzvot. All the mitzvot, we actually start in Sefer Vayikra. But in Sefer Shemot, the mitzvahs that we get are the mitzvahs that Am Yisrael got when they're in Mitzrayim. Rosh Chodesh and Korban Pesach. Rosh Chodesh and Korban Pesach are the two mitzvahs that come from the level of Emunah. Rosh Chodesh is a very high level holiday. Bechlal Atid Lavoit, Rosh Chodesh is going to be much more significant than the actual Shalosh Regalim. So on Rosh Chodesh, that's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell the Jews, now take the sheep. Later on, in the future, on Rosh Chodesh, they started every day. The Nasi came with his offering. We're going to start saying now the Nasi. So the first 10 days of Rosh Chodesh Nisan are a little festival. Tonight, we're starting the party. We have 10 days, and then Yud Nisan is when they actually took and tied the sheep. Yudalit Nisan is when they shecht the sheep, when they slaughtered it. Tetvav is when they ate it. Tetzayin, they left. Alot HaShachar, they left. Now we're going. The history repeats itself. We repeat the holidays every year not to commemorate what happened 3,000 years ago. Rather, there's a certain seder, a certain order in the universe that repeats itself. That's why the holidays, how do you say a holiday in Hebrew? Chag. Chag comes from the word lachug, to go in circles. I don't know how you say it in English, but the sticks that go around in the clock, how do you call them?
Hand.
Hand. In Hebrew it's called mechogim. Why? They turn around. Chag, it means to go in circles. So holiday, the chag is not necessarily the holiday, rather because it repeats itself. And there's a certain hamshacha, a certain godly light that comes down to the world every specific day, but it repeats itself exactly every year. We celebrate Purim, yeah, there was a miracle, but this light returns. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes down the first time that we got the tzivui of celebrating Rosh Chodesh. Bechlal, you know, there's a discrepancy, there's a machloket in the Gemara, when was the world created? Was it created in Tishrei, or was it created in Nisan? You know, the machloket, there was not really a machloket. Because on Tishrei, the physical world was created. But on Nisan, the neshama of the world was given in. That's when we got the neshama. So now, we're standing in the mystical part of the order of the universe. Now, the world is getting the neshama. Now we have 10 days of a festival that are Nisim, are bringing their offerings, their korban. Then we're going to take the korban, the seid, then we're going to shecht it, then we're going out of Mitzrayim. Now what really is Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim is not a country south of Israel. Mitzrayim is a state of mind. Mitzrayim comes from the word meitzar. Meitzar is a limitation. Anything that limits me, I'm in Mitzrayim. Chazal say, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam lirot et atzmo, k'ilu yitzam in Mitzrayim. Every generation, a person has to see himself like as if he left Egypt. Tanz Baal HaTanya says, not b'chol dor v'dor, b'chol yom v'yom chayav adam lirot atzmo, k'ilu yitzam in Mitzrayim. Why? Because every day I'm facing one limit, something that limits me. And if I go out of my limitation, then I go out of my Mitzrayim. And every day will come a new limit. Then I go again, out of Mitzrayim. That's why every day I have to see myself like I came out of my limitations. And what limits me? Anything that is physical. History constantly repeats itself. We're also in Mitzrayim right now. When the Jews were in Mitzrayim, it says that there were slaves. Ve'avdu bechomer ulvenim ve'avodah kasha. Chomer means gashmiut, chomriut. We're also slaves to the chomriut, to the gashmiut. We're slaves to this physical world. Whether you agree with it or not, whether you want to, you know, nod your head or not, we are all slaves to materialism. Levenim, levenim is a brick. It's the state of heaviness. Everything is heavy, everything is hard, everything is carrying bricks. Every little thing that I want to do is a struggle. I need to go to a minyan, it's a struggle. I need to wake up now, everything is a struggle. Nothing is easy. Levenim, bricks. And Avodah Kasha, we work hard. You work hard, physically and spiritually. If you're looking at it in a very lower levels, physically we work hard. We work hard to work on our relationship with our wives. We work hard to raise our kids. We work hard in the business. Everything is hard work. Nothing comes easy. You're looking at it in the spiritual level, you work hard. So we are still in Mitzrayim. The point to take from this, as I told you in the beginning, if you come to the Shiur to learn a little bit of Mikra, a little bit of Mishnah, Gemara, it's good. But it affects the external part of your neshama, which the result will be that it will stay in your mochin, in your mind, but will not penetrate to your midot, to your body. Physically, we have this big head, big body, and this little pipe that connects my head to the body. In my head is my mochin, my intellect, and in my body is my midot. The problem is, how am I connecting what's here to here? How am I bringing down my intellect into my midot? We know there are many different types of klipot, spiritual impurity, powers of impurity. One of them is called Amalek, Klipat Amalek. His direct descendant is the klipa of Haman. Every year we have a Haman, we just read about him. This klipa comes to grab us by our neck, and it causes a separation between my mochin, my intellect, to my midot. He tells you, learn Torah. Just leave it here. Don't apply it. Amazingly, you see how it works, that you understand certain things. A person understands something in his mind, but he doesn't really apply it. And even in the physical world, you see that it works the exact same way. I'll give you an example. A person can smoke. He knows smoking is bad. Go to any smoker. You'll tell him, do you know that it's bad? Tell him, yeah, I know. You know you can get cancer from that? I know. So why do you still smoke? You understand it in your mind, but why don't you apply it in your body? Because there's a ring on our neck, this klipa, that does not elect the intellect to go down into the middle. This klipa is telling you, you can learn Torah. Do whatever you want. Learn Torah. Don't apply it. Don't bring it down to your body, to your middle. Don't let it affect you. So when you learn all these four levels in Torah, yeah, it will affect your moichin. Not saying chas v'shalom is bad, but it stays in your mind. You want to penetrate it in the body. You want the maise, the ikar. So besides the four levels, you know, there's four spiritual levels I mentioned. Atzilut, Bria, Atzila, Vasiya. But I want, this is what's called Seder Ishtalshelut, a descending chain. Everything in this world comes from Seder Ishtalshelut. The only day in the year that we get a godly revelation, a he'ara elokit, me'al seder ishtalshelut, is Purim. Ad delo yada, this is what Zohar calls it. It's the sphere of Keter. La'atid lavo, times of Mashiach, Purim is going to be the most highest level holiday. It's not going to be all the holidays we're going to be cancelled. Purim is not going to be cancelled. I want to pull my entire hamshacha from above seder ishtalshelut. I want my entire hamshacha, my sustenance, to come from a yechida. I don't want it to come from any other place. I want it to pull it directly from the spiritual bank. It's not only for parnasal, the money, it's everything. My yirat shamayim, my kids' chinuch, everything I want to pull from the source. So when I go to a class, I want to apply something. I don't want to just leave it in my mochin. I want to penetrate it in the body. That's the point, not only of this shiur, of every shiur that you go, is what am I deriving out of it to apply it to my life? How am I living my life that I'm a chelek eloka? I don't need to worry about anything. You know how you say worry in Hebrew? Deaga. If you're looking at the letters, you have all the letters in order of the Aleph Bet. Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. The order is different. We're only missing the Bet. If a person has a lot of deagot, means that he doesn't have bitachon. Bet is the bitachon. You have bitachon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have no worries. You don't worry about anything. You live your life. Okay, I do what I need to do. Hashem will worry about everything. The point is to elevate myself in everything that I do is to the level that I operate in the Madriga of Yechida. And that's only if I leave my Mitzrayim. If I leave my physical limitation, then I can leave my spiritual limitation. Then I'm a ben chorin. I'm free. I'm ready to get the Torah. I'm ready to get everything. I'm ready to go to the midbar and get my food from Shamayim. I'm getting everything. If I want to get everything according to what Hashem wants to give it to me, I have to do what He says. If my kid will come to me and tell me, Abba, can I have a cookie? You know, I'll tell him, go clean your room. I'll give you a cookie. Do your homework, I'll give you a cookie. But if he comes and he cleans his room by himself, and he sits and he does his homework by himself, I don't need him to come and ask for a cookie. I'm going to come and give you two cookies. I'm going to come and give him something. I want to give him something. Why? He didn't even ask for it. It's my nature. I'm the father. I want to reward him for good things that he does. I come to ask Hashem, give me parnasa, give me shalom bayit, give me health. Okay, he says, okay, so he will still give you. But you come to do what Hashem tells you, without him telling you, he's going to come and give you triple than what you want. He's going to give you more than you can handle. In all the Revadim, in Parnasa, in Yirat Shamayim, in everything. Briut, health. The point is that I have to see every day how I'm in my Mitzrayim and how I'm living my Mitzrayim into spiritual freedom. And tonight I'm getting the koch for that. Tonight Rosh Chodesh is when I can actually tap into the system and start pulling the power. Every day, Rosh Chodesh, the whole entire month of Nisan, we don't see Tachanun. First 10 days, if I meditate, why do we read the Nasi? Many congregations, they read every day the Nasi, the part of the parasha. I want to tap into this koach. Comes Yud Nisan, this is the day that I'm taking the Korban. Korban comes from the word lekarev, to get me close. I want to be close to Hashem. Yud Aleph Nisan is when I shecht it. That's it. I don't want it anymore. Clean my chametz. Cleaning the chametz is not wiping the shelves and the dust. It's my chametz inside of me. Is my yeshut, my ego. Bread corresponds to my yeshut. It inflates. Matzah is bitu. I'm nothing. So I want to clean my chametz. I don't want chametz. It's the holiday of crushing the ego. My obstacle is my ego. My ego doesn't let me do anything. So I want to reach to the level that I'm yotzei from Mitzrayim. Bechol yom vayom, that I can reach the highest level, then now is my opportunity. It's starting tonight. Start cleaning your chametz. Every day you clean once, one speck of dust. You work on yourself. My ego, my midot, my anger, my jealousy. All these things. This is the cleaning the chametz. Cleaning the dust, you give it to the maid to do. You want to clean your chametz inside you. Now's the time. And now, why do it now? Not because it says in the book, because in 2 weeks is Pesach. Because this cycle in the universe returns. It's like a sale. You get a sale on Memorial Day. You get a sale on Friday, Black Friday. You're waiting all the year for the sale. Today's the sale. Now you're starting the sale. You're getting it for 90% off. Just tap into it. Tap into the force. You're getting a coupon now. Everything will be easier. To reach to the level of Yechida, that I can live my Mitzrayim. And live in the level of I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm Chelek Eloka. I don't need to worry about anything. Everything that Hashem decided, He decided what He wants to give me. Does it going to help? Really going to help if I'm going to try to make a shortcut or something? I'm going to get exactly what I deserve. And if I build the kli, my vessel, the right way, pure vessel, everything's going to come the right way. Of course I have to work, b'derech ha-teva, I have to do what I need to do in nature. I'm not chas v'shalom saying you have to sit at home and then I'll do nothing. But your kli, your vessel, your spiritual vessel has to be clean, has to be pure. That's it, that's the whole point. So the point to take from today is tonight you already can tap into the power of Rosh Chodesh. Not only Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When the world got its neshama. And you have 14 days of avodah now. Cleaning your chametz, killing your ego, crushing your yeshut, my metzius, I'm nothing. When Afshika Afar Lekol Tiyeh comes 2 weeks from now, all I need to do is sit down in the Lel Seder, that's it, I'm tapping into it. You know, we know there are three types of He'ara Elokit, godly revelation. One of them comes from the sphere of Bina. That affects our neshama. A higher level of godly revelation comes from the sphere of Chochmah. It affects my Chaya. The highest level of God, Gilui Elokut, comes from Keter. That attaches my Yechidah. On Shabbat, I see a godly revelation that comes from Bina. It affects my neshama. The Rebbe from Kamarna says that we have three types of loves. Each love corresponds to one of these godly lights, these godly revelations. The godly revelation from Bina that affects my neshama, you get on Shabbat. It arouses in you the love of Ahavat Torah. You see on Shabbat, you like learning, you enjoy the learning on Shabbat. The Hara from Chochmah that affects my Chaya arouses the love of what's called Ahavat Hashem. We get that on all the Yamim Tovim. You see on Yom Tov, you get all excited, you get this energy, that's it. After the holiday, I'm davening 3 times a day, you get all excited. The highest level of godly revelation, of course we don't see it, the neshama feels it. The godly revelation that comes from Keter, that affects my Yechida, only 1 time a year. Lel Seder. Lel Shimurim. All you need to do, sit around the table, do the Lel Seder, with the preparation before, your neshama gets a godly revelation, a spiritual boost from the level of Keter that affects the Rekio Yechida. And that should last you for the entire year. The Rebbe from Kamarna says that arouses in you the love that is called Ahavat Israel, the highest level of love. And that's the level of love that allows you to go out of your Mitzrayim. Only Ahavat Israel. This unbelievable, unconditional love to any Jew. Because he's a Jew. And he's like me. And in essence, we're the same. So we have 2 intense weeks to tap into, to take advantage of. Bezrat Hashem, we should not wait 2 weeks, but if Chas V'Shalom we should, then in 2 weeks we should leave our own Mitzrayim. Our physical Mitzrayim, our spiritual Mitzrayim, and we should, Bezrat Hashem, celebrate Pesach next, this coming holiday in Eretz Israel.
Amen.
A beautiful Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh.
Shkayach.